I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. As the state prepares to consolidate its community colleges, the system's president has been fielding some tough questions from faculty and students in public forums. I went to Capital Community College in Hartford for one of the conversations. The plan is called Students First, but for Benjamin Crowley, a student at Three Rivers Community College in Norwich, that's a bit of a misnomer.
I don't see how cutting the budget to education makes students first.
Crowley says there are still too many unanswered questions.
I just don't see how long-term this is going to help sustain the college system with not a lot of students coming in and being retained.
The consolidation plan would, among other things, eliminate many top administrative positions at each college and make it easier for students to transfer between schools. Marco Jakin is president of the state's 17-college system. He says the new plan won't affect any programming. He's pointed out that shrinking enrollment is a reality that can't be avoided, and state funding has fallen by over 12% over the last several years.
Now, I'm not saying this isn't going to be without its little bumps here and there, but the goal is to make this seamless to you, the student.
After formally taking questions while standing at a podium, Ojakian joined a group of students from Three Rivers to take questions. One student asked him if there were any problems with the plan that might pop up down the road.
Right now, I just see that the transition for those maybe senior level people who will be impacted will be difficult. I don't see this as having a downside at all for students.
The new college hasn't been named yet. It's expected to open in July of 2019. David DeRoche, WNPR News.